Welcome to Sis Internet Radio. Sisters in Spirit, affectionately called Sis, is a nurturing environment for women that inspires harmony in everyday living, shares resources that empower, offers information and support that nourishes the soul, balances our mental and physical well-being, and promotes inner peace and heightened spirituality. Our vision is a world where women live consciously, harmoniously, and spiritually to positively impact our lives and the lives of those with whom we come into contact. Join us as we live life with style, grace, and of course, much joy.
Greetings, wonderful people. Thank you for tuning in tonight to Sis Internet Radio. I'm your host, Raisa, and I'm here with my co-host, Sky. Good evening, Sky. How are you?
I'm awesome, Raisa. How are you this evening?
I'm doing very wonderful. Thank you. Are you ready to discuss another topic that keeps our energy in the past so that we cannot be fully present and alive in the moment?
Yes, I am. We need to be present. So, yes, let's talk about this.
All right. Tonight's topic is living your best life after divorce. Divorce is a traumatic, life-shifting event that can leave a person devastated, especially if, after all your hard work and effort, it still failed. You wonder, what's wrong with you? Or, how will I survive mentally, emotionally, financially? And what about the kids? So tonight, our guest, Dr. D. Audio Moses, is here to tell you that you can live a better life after divorce. You can go on to create the life that you desire, full of love, joy, peace, as a reflection of all that you truly want by aligning yourself with your authentic self. Good evening, Dr. D.
Hey, good evening, ladies.
Greetings and welcome
to
the show. We are glad to have you here. Before we get into this, I would like to tell the audience more about Dr. D. She is a visionary author, life strategist, and educator. As an ordained minister with a doctorate in metaphysical psychology, Dr. D works with people to uplift their spirit and transform lives. She does this through her organizations, Life Empowerment, Inc., a business and life purpose development organization, as well as the spiritual leader of the Healing Center of Christ International. She's a key proponent of oneness consciousness as a healing strategy. She provides step-by-step programs to master your emotions, your body, your relationships, your finances, and your life. She's now focusing her attention on divorcees to help them through the mental and emotional trauma that comes with a divorce. She does this through seminars, both in-person and tele-summit seminars, workshops in North America, Europe, Africa, all over the world. She empowers people from all walks of life to take charge of their lives by building oneness consciousness to discover the power within them, turn their lives around, and do incredible things with their lives. So, Dr. D.
Yes.
Tell us, what got you into this niche of need? I know that you coach many courses in self-help and self-empowerment. So how did you get to life after divorce?
Well, because I have been there myself. I was divorced about maybe 18, 19 years ago, and I know firsthand the kind of pain and trauma that I went through. And over the years, it has been one of, you know, my focus in overcoming those pain and overcoming the trauma and really getting into that place that, you know, I could think about my ex and about all that situation and, you know, not feel any pain. Actually, just see the teacher in that relationship and see the teachings in it and see how I have been a very wonderful student because I'd learned a lot from it. So I just started working slowly with people that came on my path to help them individually to get to that place. And as more and more of them kept coming, I thought to myself, this is the spirit talking now. And, you know, I really started taking it more seriously in reaching out to more people, because I found that women and men, they really don't want to talk about it. So there's that gap of, you know, leadership in that arena, just being able to help them, pull them out of that shame and sort of say, look, there's no shame in this. It is a learning and a growth process. And then we can all just keep growing together.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying about the shame in it, because, you know, you took this path, you're walking down this road with someone, and you've actually become one, and breaking apart is difficult, and then there's that stigma, as I said earlier, well, what's wrong with me if this person doesn't want to be with me, or I just couldn't make it work.
I know. And, you know, marriage, the important thing that what usually bring all that shame is because you've already invited everybody into that marriage. You know, the family, the relationships, the childhood friends, your classmates, everybody, they all went with you. You know, and you just feel that, oh, I found this soulmate and I've made a good choice and, you know, I know it all. And a lot of times, you really did know it all, you know, at that time. But because you have not been able to see the total picture and have not really been able to prepare yourself, things start appearing. Because, you know, the kind of people we attract, there's something about them that we're looking for. So it is a relationship that we ourselves seek out. And so when it now falls apart, the shame in that is, how do I go back to all the people that I told that I knew it all, that, oh, I was wrong? And it is that is where the shame really comes in, especially if you are not the one that walks away, if it is the other party that walks away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So shame is one reason why people have trouble letting go. What are some other reasons that you think?
You see, a lot of times it is when you enter a relationship, your relationship really most of the time has already defined you. So apart from the shame, the financial relationship, because some women, they have, or even men nowadays, they have the big house, the big this, the big that, the material things. And they're so attached to those material things that they would rather die than let that material things go. And, you know, let the truth be told. Some people actually die because they suffer so much physical abuse and they pretend that all is well until they actually lose their life or, you know, something terribly happens to them.
Right.
So, you know, that is another one, which is material attachment. Another one is really thinking about children, saying, oh, I don't want to go because of the children. My children will do that. And what I say in that kind of situation is that it's always wonderful if your children can at least have a happy mother or a happy father. There's nothing as horrible as having sad, really intolerant parents trying to live together, and they really hate each other. And all the children see really is just fight and bickering and all sorts of nasty behavior. So if they leave each other, the children now can see joy and happiness for the two of them. They will live a better life and they will have a better example. Instead of, you know, the example they see, they will tell themselves, never again. I can never get married. Do you know what marriage means? Oh, you haven't seen my parents. You will see how horrible marriage is. So nobody should make an excuse and use the children, because the children want their parents happy. They want you happy. They want their father happy. And if you would rather be happy separate, it is a much better situation.
Okay.
Yes, and Dr. D, you mentioned a couple of situations or a couple of adverse effects that we have to overcome when we go through a divorce. You talked about financial. You talked about the sense of loss. And one of the things that that came across my mind, because at a very young age out of college I went through a marriage and a divorce, was a terrible sense of failure. And it wasn't so much as what you mentioned earlier about the family, which I could see that too, because your family does, you know, you do marry a family, most people do, but the overwhelming sense of failure because you were not able to keep that institution that we're built up. You know, society tells us that marriage is one of the greatest institutions. So when it doesn't work, some people feel that overwhelming sense of failure that you have to overcome. And another situation that you have to overcome is the sense of separation because you were, quote, unquote, one, you know, regardless of whatever the bickering or whatever happened in the marriage. Once you spend a certain amount of time with a person, you do become a unit. So the sense of separation is another adverse effect of divorce. And I just wanted to ask you how, the first question is, in your consultation, and talking with different people, have you found that divorce affects men differently than it affects women? And then after that, if you would, you know, just share with us how you kind of guide people through the different scenarios that we've been talking about, children, financial, the sense of loss, the sense of failure, to kind of regain their footing and put them back on the path to wholeness.
You know, I think we'll need more than 30 minutes to discuss.
Well, you have a whole course, so give us a shot here.
And that is one of the main reasons why I put together the Better Than Ever After Divorce Telesummit with 24 speakers from all over the world, so that women and men can be there and listen and hear different ways, and then you can pick which one you want to use or which speaker you want to connect with. Because, you know, all these things depend on the circumstance. It depends on the background. It depends on the kind of future. Because if somebody is from a family that they're very supportive, and if you're going to leave a man, you have a house to go to, you have things to go, the way that I will work with you will be different to somebody who is going to be alone, who probably has to go to a shelter, who has no job, who has the children with her, or who has already, you know, had 12 stitches on top of her head because, you know, because of what happened, the fight that they had last one. So it all depends. But the underlying thing that I always take each and every client through is a spiritual journey. It is the alignment of who you are, knowing who you are, because most of the time we give our power away and we treat ourselves worse than how other people treat us. So we are the one that is really saying, this is how I want to be treated. And I'm saying this unconsciously. It's not something you don't put a placard out, but if there's lack of self and you have no self-worth, you don't know who you are not spiritually aligned into your higher self and knowing that, oh, the spirit that lives in me, it's really powerful, and you take your power and you walk in that power. If you don't have all that, you know, the chances of you even having the strength to be able to overcome, you know, when your relationships break down, because sometimes not even marriages, we're even taking it to an extent to even say marriage. What about when boyfriend, girlfriend break up? Right. Some people, you know, and it's so destructive that the two of them, they're really shattered. And with the question of whether men and women, whether they take it differently, I personally believe is the same.
Okay.
I believe it is the same. The pain is the same. The only difference is that most men like to show that they have the you know, men don't even like to go to the doctors. You know, so we have to force our men to go to the doctors, and they're sick. They'll say, I'm okay. But with women, we are just, we bring out our vulnerability and our pain much more. But it's the same. I have seen men that have been so shattered, and it has taken them years to even be able to get back to find their footing again. And the sad part of it is that if you don't take care of the first breakup, you probably will have the second and the third. Mm-hmm. So there's no living this thing. You know, emotions buried alive never die, will never die. So there's no point in putting it underneath your bed and think, oh, it's just going to go away. It's not going to go away.
Well, that's true, because in preparation for our show, I had, you know, researched some statistics, and it was saying that, like, for the past decade, at least 50% of marriages end in divorce. And it said 65% of the second marriage end in divorce.
Yes.
And higher rates for third marriages and beyond, which correlates to what you just said. If you don't take care of the first one, then the next one is not going to work, and so on down the line.
Yes.
So,
yes. And you know, I have received some emails from some people that say, oh, but I'm married now. You know, I don't want to come to this better than ever after divorce. And I tell them, you need to come so that the second marriage will work, so that you will understand more about who you are and what all these things is all about. This is not about you saying, oh, some people, this is only because they're divorced, they can't find a man. Even you that you have a man, do you know how long you can keep him? Or you that you have a woman, do you know how long you can keep her? All the pain you are bringing to the table, she may not be able to take it.
Right.
All the ones that your old behavior, she may not be able to take it. So, you know, that is what we're doing. That is what it is all about. And it is so important that we talk about divorce and the pain and the trauma, because it affects our children. It affects everybody around us. And when we are not happy, you know, it's the society. We're taken even away from our job, away from our from all the great things we can do for the society.
So in conjunction to that, is there a way to define a new relationship with an ex that is positive and peaceful? And I'm thinking that would help with the healing process.
Oh, definitely. And we have Janet Bray Atwood. She is the creator of the Passion Test. She is going to speak next to Tuesday at 3:00 Eastern Standard Time. And, you know, if you go to our website, you'll be able, betterthaneverafterdivorce.com, you'll be able to sign on, because she is talking about that. Janet and Chris got divorced. Now they're business partners, multimillionaires. They created this Passion Test, and they're teaching. They've already taught millions and millions of people. Janet is the godmother of Chris's children. So her topic is going to be staying in love when the marriage is over.
Okay.
Because, you know, this love, being able to understand what love really means, and be able to connect at that place of spirit and that place of healing with everybody that's come into that is in your experience, is such a powerful thing to be able to know. Because, you know, the hatred, the hatred of an ex, it's really like, my husband is always saying, like, you know, that he says, the snake, when it bites you, it's not the bite that kills, it's the venom that goes inside of you. And we allow the venom of our ex-marriages to keep in us and keep eating us. And then, you know, all sorts of, disease and situations start to happen. Some women don't even know how to smile anymore. You know, mm-hmm. their face is so stern and they're so unhappy. And, you know, we don't want that anymore. It's enough. It doesn't have to take you 3 or 4 years to get over a marriage. You can do it. We have people that are going to speak and teach you how to do it in 28 days. So if you have been in pain, just join us. And you will see the kind of you know, goals and the kind of tools you will take home with you to use for this. And it's free. So what are we doing at home if you're not trying to make your own life better? This is a great, great opportunity.
It's something that I'm sure many of us need. One thing that I found that people who've been in that situation or who are in a divorce or going through a divorce, they don't understand the fact that because this did not work, it doesn't mean that you're a failure. It means that for whatever reasons it didn't work, and you need to either get counseling, go to a program such as the one that you have organized and you will share with people coming soon, or just be able to look at the situation, look at the relationship, and understand it for what it is something that didn't work out, and take the learning from it, and then move on with life and leave all of the hatred and the bitterness and all of that behind. Like you said, people bury that. They don't address it. And, it, you know, they bury it to the point where they say, okay, now I'm over that, and go get into a new relationship, and all of that old stuff rehashes. Something might trigger it, and all of it comes out again and affects the new relationship.
That's because they make grief an endpoint, you know, and kind of get stuck in there.
Mm-hmm.
Their energy stuck there. But grief is a process that you move through. You're supposed to move through it. And at the end, you come out with an expanded you, a bigger, better, more wonderful you for having had the experience.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. I mean, that is so, so true. And what I also have done is that I wrote a book called Live Again After Divorce, and you can get it free when you sign up for the telesummit. So, which, you know, I really wanted people to have something to read even before then, to be able to see some ways of what Sky is talking about now, you know, how you can really find, okay, oh yeah, this is what happened. That means I'm not a failure. This is what I didn't do. This is what I needed to have done. And, oh, yeah, this is what I'll do next time. You know, this life is a journey. And there will be mistakes made over and over again. Nobody is perfect. And we have reasons to attract or want the man or the woman you married. And it didn't work out. So the next step is, how do I heal from that to be able to move on and make better decisions in the future?
And can you give us some...
It's just as simple as that.
Give us some suggestions on how that healing process takes place. What are some of the steps that I would take as a recent divorcee to help me move forward to living my best life?
Well, I mean, the first thing first is to really know that whether divorce is really for you, because we are talking about divorcing and divorced people, and when you say that you're leaving your husband or you're leaving your wife, don't do it because of what a third party said or because of something that is so silly and you just think, oh, you know, that situation, I just can't stick it anymore. I just can't take that anymore. There's nothing that you cannot take anymore. If this is still a relationship for you, you better just look into it seriously. And you will need help to be able to figure that out. That's the number one. Because many people go into divorce without really looking into it and saying, this is a serious situation. It's not a trifle situation. We have to be clear about that. The second one is that once you decide, okay, this divorce is for me, don't do it alone. You can't. You cannot. You know, if you have children, you need help about how to tell your children what to do. Then you need to know your financial situation. Am I the one that's going to move out of the house? Is he the one that's going to move out? How am I going to pay? What am I earning? So all that financial situation, too, you need that. And we have all these people in our telesummit to help you out. After you've done that, that you are now clear and you've sorted your situation out, then, you know, you are now on your own. So what do you do then? There's some don'ts that you don't do. You don't start having, you know, relationship with your ex because I'm lonely. You know, when it comes sometimes maybe to see the children, well, it's only once in a while. It's either you are in or you are out. You know, I have in the book about five or four no-nos that you don't do, and that is one of them, you know. So after you clarify your mind about all the no-nos, the next one to really help you to be able to do all that I'm saying is to have a strong spiritual foundation, spiritual grounding. You need help with that because that will really help you during the times it is painful. It is, even when you are the one that walk away, the healing is a painful process. And it's really, as Raisa said it, it's like somebody died. It's a loss. So the grief is there. And you are now by yourself when you used to have him, even though he could have been not what you wanted in the end, but there must have been some good things that you will miss. So all these things, that is why you cannot do it by yourself. It's a lot. And I've just mentioned the quick things off my head now that will be the process that you will have to go through. And I've already mentioned about how many, 6, 7 things. And that is not even the full list. A list is long. So once you know all those things and you have somebody great to work with you, you will take them one at a time. The easiest way to eat anything up is to take a bite at a time. It's not something you're going to do in one night. And the healing is something that comes, it just creeps on in you. And one day you wake up in the morning and you just feel good. And that is now the beginning of that, you know, this is the beginning of my joy. This is the beginning of my happiness, of my peace. Now I'm a new woman or I'm a new man and I can start having a new relationship. You don't start some people start their relationship during the healing process. You don't do that. Give yourself the time to heal first before you start involving other people in the mess that is all that you haven't even cleaned up.
That's a good point. You mentioned in one of the points what to tell the kids. And, of course, the children are also going through a traumatic event, and there's healing needed for them as well. So how does that healing get addressed in your program?
Well, yes, on the 18th, I think it's the 18th, there's a lady called Rosalind Sidaka, and they call her the kid-centered divorce advocate. That is what her focus is on, and she will be speaking on the 18th of August, which is, you know, like not too long, in another 10 days or 12 days now, in 2 weeks' time. She will be speaking, and she is a formidable lady that anybody who has been through divorce or who is thinking about divorce or who is divorcing right now should listen to what she has to say. She's written many books. She's president of many advocate groups that she really fights for the kids. She will teach you. She has books that she's already done that you can do it in a pictorial form, how you will have the pictures of it, how you will help your children to be able to bring out their emotions and be able to express exactly how they're feeling. So, you know, she's really wonderful about that.
Could you please give us more information on your event and any other events that you have coming up in the future, in addition to Live Your Best Life After Divorce Telesummit?
Yeah, no, it is called Better Than Ever.
Better
the
than
book
ever.
Is called Live Again After Divorce. And that book, you can get it free at betterthaneverafterdivorce.com, or you go to our fan page, Better Than Ever After Divorce. And we have a group there, too, on Facebook. The Better Than Ever After Divorce Telesummit starts October 11th at 3 p.m. It's going to be 2 days in a week, every Tuesday and every Thursday. And it's at the one of Tuesday is at 3 p.m. because we have speakers from all over the world.
Right.
And the European speakers and the African speakers, they are, you know, they are 5, 6, 7 hours ahead of us.
Right.
So we do that a lot in the afternoon, so they can be able to speak during those times. Then we still have people from Australia, and we have people from all over in America. The event is going to be twice a week, and we're going to do it for 12 weeks. So that we can have all the 24 speakers in. And each time you listen, it's really wonderful. We also have, after the event, you'll be able to even liaise, you know, connect with the speakers on the forum. We have a membership forum page, and you'll be able to connect with them. It's really, really going to be a life-changing event. These speakers are just incredible women and men, and you will love to be there.
Okay, so another topic was finances. Would you tell us more about getting your finances in order?
After divorce or between divorce, we have, there's a lady called Holly Skolkun. She is a financial expert, and she will be speaking this month also. She will be speaking on the, I'm trying to remember the date that Hollis will be speaking. And I think it's November 1st, Hollis will be speaking. And she teaches a lot of programs specifically for divorced and divorcing women. She even teaches women that when they're thinking about divorce, they come to her and she can help you, you know, really organize your life before you leave, so you don't leave and find yourself in a terrible situation. But those that have left, she also has a lot of things for you to learn and to be able to organize yourself. Majority of women that leave a marriage, they really move into poverty. Majority. And when you look at, they really move into poverty. Because most women don't even know their credit score. Most women don't even know. They don't even know how much they spend a month. They don't even. They have no clue. Everything is done by the husband. You know, we've been told the man is the head of the family. The man takes care of the money. So when it is all now gone, they have no idea what to do. So and that will be November 1st. She will be there to just take you through a lot of information that you will need. And she's not the only one that will do that. There's another speaker. And we have also some speakers that will also teach you for those that want to start, you know, anew completely. They have programs that they can help you to get into, to have a new career, a new life, everything new. And they'll be able to walk you through all those things.
Dr. D, you mentioned that these speakers in this upcoming event are from around the world. And we talked briefly earlier about some of the stats that, divorce stats here in the United States. So are we to infer that divorce is, they have high rates of divorce around the world? Or what have you found in speaking with the different people that are going to make presentations? Is the divorce rate as high in other countries as it is here?
Oh, yes. Divorce rate in the world has gone up from what it used to be. It's everywhere. Because, you know, the problem is a global problem. And what the people say, experts say that the majority of divorce, the underlying foundational problem, number one, is the financial, when finances are not in order. That is a big one, you know. Then number two is probably maybe cheating, sex, and all those kind of things in the marriage. And that is a global issue. It's not just in America. You go to Australia, the same thing. In Africa, is the same. In England, is the same. And women now, even men, all of us, we are so interwoven, especially with all this television. You can watch all the news abroad. You can watch it all over the world. That there's no, the line now is becoming fainter and just so faint about what is happening in America to what is happening anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're all so interwoven now, and our behaviors are becoming the same. Many people read the same kind of books. If you hear about a speaker here, they will say their books have been sold how many millions worldwide. That means that everybody reading the same book. So if they have sold that book worldwide, does that mean that we all have access to some things? And as more empowered that we become, then we're asking for more. And in the places where divorce wasn't that big time before, now the women are asking for more. The women will not take what they used to take. And the same with the men, too. Some of the men used to have their women work and not work and just be at home. Now some men will not take it. They don't want women that will sit at home. They want you to work. And if a woman is working, you have to take care of the children. Of course, there's so many other things that will start happening because, you know, now there's more exposure and there's less time to spend together as a family. So it's a universal problem. That's just the bottom line.
I wonder if intolerance has a lot to do with that as well. You know, I know finance is probably one of the leading causes of divorce, but I wonder about intolerance too. You know, if we don't tend to tolerate, or not, and tolerate might be a harsh word, but you know, we're not as giving, as compromising, as willing to work together as we should be as individuals.
Yeah, it's a whole me. It's all about me society, which is really big in America and accounts for a lot of the high divorce rate here. So we're not saying, you know, divorce is the answer. As you stated before, you have to really examine what it is about the relationship and see if it's something that you can work through before even seriously considering divorce.
And I think the other thing is, too, having the tools, because as I mentioned earlier, I was married right out of college, and we honestly did not have the tools to be married. You know, we weren't taught what it was to compromise and to work together in that type of environment. And I when I look back on it, I realize that we were pretty young, mentally as well. And you just didn't have the tools. Now, there are people that are married out of high school, and I've known people that were married out of high school and lived very long, happy lives together being married. But, you know, I think as a whole, maybe we don't even have the tools, and maybe some people that marry at later ages, we really don't have the emotional, probably spiritual tools to be able to be in a relationship like that.
You know, what we have been taught, and you know, with all due respect to the older generation that have gone before us, but for those of us that have been divorced, it was difficult to be able to merge what you have been taught by the older generation and what you are feeling and what you are seeing.
Yeah.
So you know, the tools are not there at all, because many people will tell you, oh, my mother never told me this. My mother never even, they paint the picture as if, you know, once you get married, everything is rosy and you don't have to worry about this. You don't have, they don't really teach you. Is there a school of pre-married school? few people even go to counseling classes before they get married.
That's true.
Few people, the ones that I have done, each time I have to be the one, it's more or less like forcing them. You know, they'll say, oh, sorry, Reverend D, we can't make it this Wednesday. Can we make it next Wednesday? The wedding, I mean, you're supposed to have this number of classes, and
yeah,
they will really do everything to get out of it. You know, because they don't see it as important. Oh, we love each other, and that's it. But
yeah,
love is much more than a physical thing. It's, and marriage is so much more. So when you're young, you're not thinking about all these other big, big things.
Yeah.
You know, you're just thinking about the way you feel. It may just be his because he does exercise and he has some muscles. That's all. Or it could just be his eyes or his height. What else? That's all.
You know, these sayings that most people put more effort and thought into what kind of car they're going to buy than they do into who they're marrying. They'll research a car, look up all of these statistics and, you know, find out what kind of engine it has, what kind of issues it'll have down the road,
yes,
et cetera. But they don't even put half of that thought into the person that they're going,
yes,
to marry. They,
yes,
don't even think about the family they're marrying into and all
they
of
don't
that.
Care. All those things, they don't even think about it. What about when we want to buy a house?
Right.
See how much. We call attorneys. We have how many pages of papers to read. Then we have somebody look whether they're termites. Whereas many people marry a partner that has termites everywhere, but they,
yeah,
don't even check the termites.
Yeah. But for those people who are truly unhappy and need to get out of an unhealthy or stagnant relationship, because sometimes you can outgrow people,
yeah,
we really want to help and provide information on how to live a better life after divorce.
Truly,
yes,
so that you'll be prepared for whatever type of relationships that happen to come your way. Because the devastation that a person goes through in divorce or separation affects all relationships that you have. I mean, it affects your health. It affects your relationships with other people, because people that are in that situation are going through, you know, their self-pity. You know, they're feeling their self-worth is low. So those type of emotions affect all of your relationships. So we are encouraging people to, you know, look to coaches and counselors and get consultation and attend the workshop that Dr. D is organizing in order to help us become whole again and to help us be better in all of our relationships.
You know, it's an opportunity to find your authentic self and think about, well, what do I like and what do I really want to do with my life? And it's an opportunity to start over and really investigate those things.
Yes, and there's no failure. There's no failure in that, in wanting to have something better for yourself, in loving yourself more and saying that this is not working. You know, I'm worth much more than this, not in money terms, but in the authentic self, you know, that my real self is worth much more than this sadness and this, you know, depression and whatever it is that is happening. We don't want that for you. You know, if your marriage is working, we're happy, and we don't want you to throw it into, you need to put energy to make sure your marriage works. But if it is not working, don't kill yourself in there. Don't keep beating a dead horse.
Mm-hmm.
If it is dead, it's dead. And don't think that you have to die with it. There's so much out there for you. Your children want you to be happy. They want you to be happy. Your family, your friends, there's so many people that love you. And they will support you. And we, it's better than ever after divorce, we are there to support you. Our main purpose is to be there for women that are suffering and men that don't know what or where and how to go about it. We will give you the tools, because we just want you to have that smile for your heart to sing again, and for you to love again, and for you to be financially independent again, and for you to just be that wonderful, awesome person that you're born to be.
That's true, and who knows, you know, in the process of healing yourself and recentering, mm-hmm. you may find someone new, or you could even possibly find that you and your mate or your ex-husband or ex-wife have grown and are able
to
reunite with each other, like my
yes.
husband and I did after so many years. So we grew up and then came back together. And the relationship is much better and much stronger now. So you never know what direction you're going to go in, but the key is to get help and to become whole and to heal.
Yes. And Dr. D, I hear you working with so many men and women in this. Do I feel a dating service in the future?
You are not the only one that said it. You know, we are not thinking about that right now. We have a lot of healing to overcome first.
Of course.
You know, I'm sure as we are all healing, it's going to just keep happening. Because, you know, the other day, one of the speakers, I mean, we have some speakers and they are single men and there are some single women. I was thinking to myself,
That's the healing begins.
Well, you know, even if it's not a dating service, you know, maybe after people go through, you know, a certain period of time or a certain amount of counseling and coaching, and they're just looking for friendship or something like that, you could do the rapid dating thing. You know, we just have an event where people just go through and do the rapid dating, and that would be a fun event. It'll you know, cause interaction and, you know, just give people some companionship in a wide environment. There's no
obligation.
Yeah, no obligations, and it's something fun to do.
So, are you saying that I should come for some advice after we've done this?
But it's awesome, Dr. D. Can you give us some more information about your organization and how people can contact you?
Yes, this particular project we're doing is Better Than Ever After Divorce. .com, and you can get the book Live Again After Divorce immediately. You sign it. The telesummit starts October 11th, which is next week, Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. And I really look forward to all of you joining us, being there, and you can send us emails, you know, info@betterthaneverafterdivorce.com. And you know, we have a lot of wonderful things lined up for you. And as my sisters here, they've mentioned, maybe we'll have some wonderful dating, you know,
I mean,
things in the future.
Healed men and women deserve each other.
Exactly. And they will also attract each other.
Exactly.
And that is what we want.
Mm-hmm.
That is what we want. So
and
earlier,
this is free and open to the public, right? This is
yes,
free?
Yes, it is free and open to the public, and it's going to be online, so you don't have to move from your house. You just call in. You can sign on through your Skype. You can sign on through, online. You can use your phone. So there's so many ways you can get on, and we just know that it's going to be really, really nice, really wonderful, really life-changing.
Would you tell us about some of the other work that you do as well?
Okay. The other work that I do, I have a book that I wrote, which is called You Are Enough, and I use that to help people. It's really... I call it a self-esteem book, but, you know, it's not self-esteem the way we know it. It's a book that you use to connect to that oneness, to understand what oneness really means. And I have 12 steps in that book. And I use that for people to just, you know, be able to give themselves the spiritual strength. Then I do something that I call the new me. It's a strategic program where you know, I walk you through everything that, you know, we have this strategic plan that you will answer all the questions, and with that we'll be able to figure out what is your passion, what is it, what are your programs that is right there embedded inside of you that you have not been able to bring out. And I will help you bring that out. It's a one-on-one class. It's not a group thing. And each time we work together, we will have, at least we'll be able to do one of your program into fruition. So once you have that, I know that you will have the strength to move on the others. So that is, those are the two main programs that I've really, really enjoyed doing. I have quite a lot of them. I do the Abundant Life Plan, which is, they're all like interwoven anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But my main purpose and what the joy of all this is just to see how I can work with somebody that, you know, it's a bit unclear, and then take them to that place of clarity. And they can see the birth of what it is that they've always had at the back of their mind, but they never were able to get it out. And they can see it being birthed, and they can see it and enjoy it and start living it.
And I worked with Dr. D as my coach, and she helped me understand that I needed to write a book about my son's life and his death that would help me move through my healing process and help others who are going through similar situation. I am a surviving mother of my son Khalik's death by suicide, and also to help prevent other suicides. And so in that way, I'm able to help and be a healer and touch the world.
Yes. And you see how quickly we got through that, right, sir? I mean,
mm-hmm.
it was just so, for me, it was one of my best experiences in working with people. It's so wonderful to work with you on this kind of project, because I got a lot of healing from it too. And to be able to see that, I cannot wait for that book to be in borders and all over the internet, and for all of us to really be able to read it. You know,
excited.
And it's really wonderful. And, you know, you should let everybody know where your fan page is and your website for
yeah,
them
definitely.
To go there and see it.
The website is www.youngtigerfoundation.org, and I don't remember the name of the fan page. But
I think
if you study
youngtigerfoundation.org,
you'll be able to hit the fan page as well.
Yes. But I think the fan page is Young Tiger Foundation.
Okay, yeah, it is Young Tiger Foundation.
Yes.
And so what kind of results have you gotten from others that you've worked with? I wish we had some of your people on the line so they could.
Wonderful things. And, you know, what we could have done was to have even had some other speakers on and some other people we've been working with. Yes. I mean, there's just so much that's been happening, and the way that I have been working with people and the kind of results they've been having. There's one client that I'm working with now, and she is just so happy about, she's a coach herself, and just being able to have clarity about the steps to take. Because, you know, many of us, we know the end result and we have it right there. Oh, I'm a coach, and we can say all the right words, but the step-by-step process to take to get there and be a successful one is not an easy thing. And I have been working with her, and we've only been working together 2 months. Right now, she is coming up with her teleseminar. She's coming up with her the book. She's coming up with a lot of things, and she has been so happy, because no matter what we think we're teaching others or we want to do, until we have clarity, we're just going to be in the dark. And my own role and my teaching is just to put the light on what you already have. We're not creating any miracles. We're just bringing it out of you so that you can really just, you know, move out of that darkness of uncertainty and move into the light of certainty, of clarity. That is the job.
And that's so true. I went to a retreat recently within the last 2 weeks, and the majority of the attendees were coaches. And coaches need coaching and consultations too. You know, we're human,
yes.
And we need to, as we're helping others, we may need someone's assistance to help us.
That's right.
So that, you know, it's a cycle. We have tools for others, but we need help to stay focused. And
that's
right. Healers need healers.
That's right.
Yes. And that is what I do. That is what I do. I'm really a coach for coaches, a healer for healers, because, you know, a lot of people that I have worked with, they are wonderful in their own right, and they have what it takes. It is just that they need that little bit more to be able to get to where that higher level. So I help them get to the next level, and, you know, then the next one, then the next one, because somebody must help you to bring it out of you, and then you can really transform. And the more you transform, the more you can help others transform too.
Yeah,
that's the truth. So we usually close out with a quote, and I'd like to take this time to do that. Dr. D, do you have a quote for us? It can be one of your own or someone else.
Let me just...
while you think about that, Sky.
Let me just give you 1 second, and yes.
I did find one that I'd like to share, and it reads, when one door of happiness closes, another opens. But often we look so long at the closed door that we do not see the one which has been opened for us. And that's a divorce quote by Helen Keller.
Wow.
That is wonderful.
I have one. It's along the same lines. It says, every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end. And that's from Seneca, a Roman philosopher.
Oh, that's nice.
That is nice. Very nice. The one that I have is just talking about fear. And I created the quote is in the book. So I was just looking through the book now to be able to just read it quickly. It's not too long, but fear is a challenging element of life. It speaks to the distrust of eternal love. It is a belief, a disbelief in oneself. It is not knowing who one is. It is not knowing who God is. It is an extreme perversion of truth and light and love. Fear is a fungus that grows rapidly in dark places of the consciousness. It is the most powerful of doors that closes off the possibilities and the light of God. Fear is the dragon at the gate. It is denial of light, and that denial is resistance to God. Fear must be healed. The dragon must be tamed, and the light must come in for the darkness to disappear.
That's awesome. Thank you for sharing that.
Yes.
And which one
and
of
that
you
is
from?
Yeah, it's this book, the free book, the Live Again After Divorce.
So you've
and
been
that
listening.
One is just it's page 19 of it. Live Again After Divorce. It is on our website, betterthaneverafterdivorce.com. You can get the book free.
The listeners, please go to the website. You can get the book free. Whether you're going through divorce or have experienced divorce or not, there's so much that you can learn from the book. You've been listening to Internet Radio. Our guest tonight has been Dr. D. Adio Moses. We thank you for joining the show and look forward to having you join us in 2 weeks on the next adventure of Sis Internet Radio. And please check out our website at www.fluidmagazine.com. Good night.
Good night. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.